This is The Week Ahead, a look at some of the stories that Bloomberg editors are watching for the coming week.
This is Week Ahead editor Greg Miles. Political and religious leaders will make the news in the coming week. In Japan, Prime Minister Abe's party probably will win control of the upper house. Pope Francis makes a 7-day visit to Brazil. And Vietnam President Song will meet with President Obama at the White House. But economic news will have a major impact on the markets. With me here to talk about that is Kevin Costello, an economics editor in Washington. Kevin, welcome.
Hello, Greg.
Kevin, as you know, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke testified twice this week in a semi-annual appearances before Congress. What new light did he shed on the Fed's plans to scale back its stimulus program?
Well, for the tapering of those bond purchases, the main message came on July 17th. Before the House Financial Services Committee. There, the Fed chief emphasized again that the fate of the quantitative easing program will depend on the performance of the economy. Bernanke said the Fed's asset purchases of $85 billion a month are by no means on a preset course.
Of course, yeah. He also seemed to indicate that although they might scale them back somewhat, they would still be very strong, right?
Yes, they still would be very strong. That's why they're calling it a tapering and not an end to the program. In fact, Bernanke was seeking to tamp down an increase in borrowing costs that threatens to slow the economic expansion. And he said if the economic data don't meet expectations, that could delay the tapering or even lead to an increase in purchases for a time.
Now, as you know, Bernanke made essentially the same prepared remarks to the House of Representatives on Wednesday and then to the Senate on Thursday. But he also does his question and answer session at each hearing. Now, in his Q&A before the Senate, on Thursday, did Bernanke tell us anything new that he didn't tell the House?
Yes, he had a few additional points to make in the question and answer session. He told the senators that rising bond yields partly reflect an unwinding of leverage and what he called excessively risky investments. He said those tighter financial conditions are unwelcome as monetary policy stays highly accommodative.
Now, as you know, Bernanke did stress that, as you indicated, that U.S. economic performance will determine just how fast the Fed tapers. And we do have some big numbers out on the economy in the coming week. The first is existing home sales, which account for about 90% of the U.S. market. What are economists expecting?
Yeah, the sales of previously owned U.S. homes probably increased for a third month in June. In fact, those sales may reach the highest level since November 2009. That's according to an economist forecast before the report from the National Association of Realtors on July 22nd. Of course, if that forecast from the economist turns out to be true, it would be very welcome news for the housing and construction industry and, of course, for related businesses.
Now, of course, it's interesting. Now we're getting a string of month after month of good news on housing when only a few years ago it was interminable month after month of bad news. Well, you know, we're also going to have announcements on new home sales in the coming week. Are the numbers going to look as good as, the existing home front?
Yes, we could get some good news there. In fact, the same kind of good news that Chairman Bernanke talked about before the Senate. Purchases of new U.S. homes probably climbed for a fourth month in June. Now, that's according to economist projections of the Commerce Department report on July 24th. The sales of new homes could be on a fast pace as Americans rush to sign contracts before borrowing costs head even higher.
Of course, obviously, those rising interest rates could really have a very negative impact sometime over the next few months. Now, we're also going to get in the coming week numbers on durable goods, which often, as you know, bounce around all over the place, often because of transport orders. Are these numbers perhaps going to tell us anything meaningful?
Yeah, they probably could. In fact, the orders placed with U.S. factories for durable goods probably increased for a third month in June. That's according to an economist survey before the July 25th report from the Commerce Department. And if it turns out to be that way, it would point to a rebound in manufacturing that will help the economy strengthen in the second half of this year.
Okay, as you know, we've heard Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, and also it seems every Fed president in the past month has come out and commented on tapering, the Fed strategy. We had, as I said, Bernanke speaking twice this week. When we look over the next 2 to 3 months, what specific numbers do you feel the Fed's going to be looking at the most closely just to determine how things are going, you know, with the economy and how fast to taper?
The Fed will be looking especially carefully at the jobs picture from several different ways. Now, that includes the basic unemployment rate, which was at 7.6% in June, as well as what is called the participation rate, which indicates how many people have dropped out of the labor force. Another thing the Fed will be taking a look at is a possible shift toward more part-time workers. Now, Ben Bernanke's central bank will also be keeping a close eye on inflation, which registered 1% in May, or well below the central bank's target of 2%. And, of course, there always is the gross domestic product number, which was at a revised 1.8% annualized from January through March. That's down from the prior estimate of 2.4%.
Now, of course, aside from that tapering, as we approach the fall, speculation is going to be heating up regarding who's going to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve early next year. Kevin, I want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
That was Kevin Costello, an economics editor in Bloomberg News' Washington office. We got to go. You can find the full print version of our week ahead on our Bloomberg terminal at our Top Worldwide page or at NI Space Global Week. Our podcasts, they're also featured on Bloomberg.com and the Radio Plus Bloomberg app. Have a great week.
The Week Ahead. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.